Have you ever gotten, have a dog come after you? You ever gotten dog?
Oh, Mr. had two bad dogs, and I didn't know. They had a fella living in a flat house. That house gone now, they tore it up. He told me, go get me a bucket of water. Well, you know that time, it was a hole dug in the ground.
Yeah.
With a wood frame down in there, keep it from caving in.
Uh-huh.
And he had two poles, you know, what you call it? Well, he had two poles, but he nailed them frame, you know. That thing passed away about 4 feet, and I was going with that bucket. And them dogs was coming at me. The only thing I could do was jump on them poles and hold my leg. Them dogs jumped and fell right in that man's well. And boy, that man done some cuttings. God damn, look what you done ruined my well. So old man Pax told him, well, that's all right. We'll drain the well out, you see. And kind of dig it so you could see the water was coming back. Both of them dogs got drowned because he wasn't going in and get him out of there. And one for that day, they told me up, the young, them dog was mean. Them time you had to walk with stick, dog getting the road at you. That's right, I know Mr. Mick Stowe. Well, he had a stove with a platform, you know, kind of run out, while they own little freight from the boat, bring it to the stove. They had no train yard then. And that big dog got at my brother, but he had a dog with him. You know, that dog, call that dog Sam. He used to follow him everywhere on the horse. And when that dog jumped on my brother, the other dog got him there. And pardon me. Talking about the fella got on that horse and
got him
in
the horse.
Got him in the throat. Like to kill him, but throw a bucket of water on him. And he helped him there too. When it time that old dog went out in that yard and lay down. And just for blowing. I said, but I wasn't that mean. So, my brother, don't bring that dog. That dog used to be his company, you know. I said,
Be what? Scuff?
Company. Company. Yeah. You know, everybody in the field. But people were seldom seen that time. Well, you might see him long at 12 o'clock, come to the store, get a little something, or might get a pack of the back or something like that. But you didn't see him like you see him people in the store. No, no, indeed. People were going, yeah, down to go. Where are you going to go get that?
Have you ever gotten dog?
Not me, no, no, I never got dog bit, but I seen a man with a dog bit him. He died a while back. You know, but he told me he had the rheumatism in his leg. Call him Manuel Jago. I used to drive a 54 Ford with another fellow, Kaufman.
Yeah.
He said, you want to take me to a doctor in Yarling? Do you know a doctor in Yarling, a good doctor? I said, yeah, I'm no doctor. That's on Louis Avenue. He said, well, I've got arthritis in my leg. And every time you get on a horse, let that leg hang, you see, that would hurt him. I said, I'll take it back to he paid me $20 for my time in that man car. Carried him to New Orleans. And Dr. took that old man, he examined him from his toe to his head. He even test his urine, everything. When he got through, took some blood from him too. He said, Mr. Gerald, you ain't got an arthritis. I mean, no, that dog, that's the end of that dog bit on that. That was cave in there. That dog had bit him there and all that flesh fell. Had a hole in his leg, but just healed up. He said, you got the arthritis. When he was a man, he didn't hardly believe anything. He said, but what you talking about? He said, rheumatism. He studied a long time. So he gave him two prescriptions. When he got along the road coming back, he said, oh, that doctor don't know what he's saying. I said, you don't know. I didn't tell him, made me mad right there, because he's the man who will do like he wants, you see. I said, where are you going to get your medicine? I'm going to Butler on North Boulevard in Baton Rouge. Well,